Before we begin, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Willing Vessel. And the dedication is, may a strong balance between opposing forces be found within the experience of all sentient beings. May this balance bring about more pleasing levels of contentment, free from suffrage within the confines of all experience. So thank you.
Representative of all the animals, that's good. Yeah. I am very happy to come here. Mr. Berry, what's the name?
Her name is Nala.
Yes, sir.
What's her name?
Nala.
Nala is very happy to come here, Luz.
Always. Mm-hmm. Love
it. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, no, no need to say it's okay. Thank you very much for coming to Tara Mini. This is going to be like mini Tara retreat, okay? Mental retreat. So each time when we do practice here at the Kadamba Center as a group, so center, there will be huge benefit for the centers. To success all the project that center, you know, is like has a doing to benefit other sentient beings. So then each time, you know, then that's very central, become like a holy site. You know, more practice we do as a group. So this place become a holy site. So each time when people walk in, they also get benefit. So therefore, so thank you very much for coming here today. And Buddhist practice, you know, is very, very important to set up, you know, positive motivations before we do any practice. So not just for ourselves, you know, for betterment of every living, breathing living beings, okay? Betterment of every breathing living beings. So this practice is dedicated for that. Then you will create huge amount of merit or positive intentions. So when we recite the refuge in Buddhist prayer, so then please, all my friends, try to set up the best motivations, you know, like altruistic attitude to benefit all of other sentient beings, okay? Also, I'm very, very happy, you know, to lead this retreat, Shavatara retreat. And also, you will learn how to do retreat by yourself at your home. So this text, you know, this is a practice that I try to do every day, because many years I try to do every day. So this short instructions how to do Dharma retreat. If somebody who wants to become closer to Mother Tara, so then this is the instructions how to become close to Mother Tara. Also instructions how to do Dharma retreat, composed by one of the Tibetan masters long time ago, called Tukien Lhasa Chujinima, one of the Tibetan masters composed this text. Okay, so very short, very easy to learn. It is within the instructions. It has some sessions. Meditation sessions and post meditation sessions, divided into two sessions. Okay. So first we recite we chant the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayers, maybe one time in Tibetan, then we say two times in English, okay? So this is the whole purpose of Refuge in Bodhicitta prayers, to help us to set up the best intentions, okay? So when you read, then if you think about the meaning, then it clearly has shows that, you know, this is for how to set up the motivations for your practice, okay?
In the Go Prayer Book, it's on page 98.
First we chant one time, so also we all chant together, okay? Then set up positive motivation.
By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may they become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge in Chalaman Light, to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all sentient beings.
For immeasurable, maybe chant one in English, or Tibetan, but then chant in English, okay?
Okay, so go to page, let's see, I think it's 35, yeah, 37, and there's the Four Immeasurables chanting version, so we'll chant that in Tibetan.
So when we chant, you know, Four Immeasurables, then please think about love, compassion, joy, equanimity, okay? Oh, love, compassion, joy, equanimity. So,
page 34 and 35. We'll say it in English.
Please say with the contemplation. So,
May all sentient beings have happiness in the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness in the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
So benefit of doing Tara practice or reciting Tara mantras or reciting 21 Tara praises. And brings so much positive change into our life. It will turn things around, okay, for your own benefit. There's 21 taras, you know, each tara serve different purpose, you know, such as, you know, like helping you to overcome from fear, depressions, anxieties, you know, nightmares. There's many, many benefit, you know. Then if you do that, if you do the Tara practice with devotions, devoting yourself, 100% devotions towards Tara, so then you get immense benefit. You know, your life will be much, much better off. You know. So I just want to share that with you. So, now, after that, so we are going to say this word, the Sanskrit word, okay? Om Sambhavachita, Savadama Sambhavachita, Om. And looking at the practice. So it's already written there. I kind of translated it with the Domasi. So probably, so it will need to do a little more work.
It's on the bottom of the page, on the first column, where it says first red tara, as Donna said.
This first session, maybe I'll explain a little bit what it means. Then second session, then we do the practice. So first session, we do the practice, and meanwhile, I explain much as possible, okay? Om. When you say word Om, So there's three syllables together. A, U, Ma become Om. A symbolizes body. U symbolizes speech. Ma symbolizes heart or mind. So when you say a word Om, basically meaning body, speech, mind, okay? It's clear? Sambhava, nature. Sambhava means nature. Nature. Nature of body, speech, mind. Shuddha, pure. Pure now, when you say Om Sambhava Shuddha, means pure nature of body, speech, and mind. It's clear? Oh, yeah. Basically means your life, your life. Your world, your life, your surrounding. Very much based on body, speech, and mind. Mainly based on mind, perceptions, not perceptions. Om Sambhava Shuddha. Now, then, second word, Sarva, all, everything, each and everything, all. Sarva means all. Dharma. Here, Dharma is different than Buddha Dharma Sangha. This is not, this Dharma doesn't refer to teachings. No, Buddha Dharma Sangha, the Dharma refers to teachings. Here, Sava Dharma. Dharma means existing. Existing? Yeah, existence. Oh, existence. Dharma means existence. Okay. It's not like, even the same word, different meanings. No, it's not, it doesn't, this one does not refer to teachings. No, Buddha Dharma Sangha, then the Dharma refers to teachings. Here, existence, Dharma. Sarva means all. Dharma means all the existence. Now it's not just your life, everything else. Sarva Dharma. Sambhava, again, same nature. Nature of everything. Not just your world, all the world. Not just your experience, all the experiences. Nature of everything. Nature of everything. Sava Dharma. Sambhava nature. Shuddha, pure. Pure nature of everything. Everything, okay? Hum, probably refers to you. You. Then you need to set up. You need to set up. One hand you could say divine pride. Divine pride. Chetamje nabata de nanjuje dani de ngaos. So now what you should. What you're supposed to think end of this, you know, praise, when you say Om Sambhava Shuddha Sarva Dharma Sambhava Shuddha Hum. So then, pure nature of body, spirit, mind. It's your body, spirit, mind. Pure nature of everything. As you said, that is me. I am the essence of all the pure nature of body, spirit, mind. Pure nature of everything. I'm the essence of that. Or make sense? I am the essence of pure nature of everything, including my body, spirit, mind, everything else. So that's called, technically it's called divine pride. It's not like, so when you do Tara practice, it's very, for the sake of profound reasons, you need to set up this divine pride. Okay? pure nature of body, free mind, and pure nature of everything that is me. So that's what you're supposed to think. Om somebody the Sautama, somebody the Ham. Tongbanyi to Jur. All become now empty. All become empty. Like, was it? Like a space. Like space. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. But you see, there's nothing there. But there's not non-existent. That is still existence, but nothing there. So what that really means, that means now you are, at that moment, you need to use all the knowledge that you have about emptiness, shunyata, ultimate truth, true truth. You need to use, you need to bring those knowledge up. And based on their knowledge, then you perform, you do, you recite mantra, you do tarot recitations. It becomes very powerful, okay, because of that. Because contemplation on emptiness, okay, make sense? Is it make clear? Oh. When we try to analyze everything, including body, spirit, mind, your life, everything else, when you try to analyze to find, there's nothing to find. Nothing to find. You could ask many questions. Is the shape, is the prayer well? Or is the color? Or is the design? You go to, is the part? Is the bottom part? Is the upper part? When you go to each one of them, there is no prayer well. You cannot find prayer well. But experience of prayer well, the image of prayer is very vivid, very real. But when you try to analyze, when you go through every part, you cannot find. When you cannot find, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It does exist. Happiness, problem, suffering, fear, anxiety, depression, everything's like that. When you try to analyze, you cannot pinpoint. That's how everything exists. Everything does not exist exactly the our perception perceives. That's why it's called pure nature, pure nature. Pure natures. Sambhava Shuddha, pure nature. So this is important, okay? So to bring up all your knowledge about shunyata, emptiness, so then everything becomes empty. Does not mean everything become nothing. That's wrong. Everything become something very pure. Okay. So then, from out of that, then you visualize. You visualize. Okay? So we all say this word together. Om. Sambhava. Shuddha. Sarva. Dharma. Sambhava. Shuddha. Ham. Then please maybe pause a little bit, meditate what I just explained. Okay, meditate on what I just explained. So maybe we repeat this one more time. Then right after that, pause and meditate a little bit, okay? Om Sambhava Shuddha Sarva Dharma Sambhava Shuddha Hum. Oh, yeah. So you could say all become empty, or you could say all become pure. Okay? It doesn't matter which word you use. So according to the text, it says all become empty, means all become pure. Okay? So now, from there, from that realizations, then you visualize. Okay? So now you visualize lotus. After that you visualize. You visualize lotus space before you, or you can visualize lotus center of your heart. The same thing, doesn't matter. Lotus, which symbolize which symbolize pure thought. Renunciation, pure thought of renunciation. So top of the lotus, on the top of lotus, then you visualize mundis around, which symbolize bodhicitta, altruistic intentions. On the top of the mundis, then you visualize letter, green, bright, very bright, green, which is the sixth syllable of Tara, Mother Tara. So that very thumb, green, bright thumbs, becomes your mind. Your mind becomes that thumb, okay, green, bright thumb. So if you had initiations, then that thumbs become green tara. Okay. Means you yourself become green tara. Same thing. Because thumb now is your mind. So that very thumb become green tara. So then you become green tara. So if you don't have initiations, then you don't have permission to visualize yourselves as the Tara. So then, therefore, space before you. So that bright thumbs become your mind. So that, you know, then that thumb become green Tara, not yourself. That thumb become green Tara. Huh? So then green Tara, of course, is color in green. The green is the color of wind, wind element. When you put into color, there's green. So green, Tara's blessing is fast as wind, quick as wind. Okay, that's why the color is green, for the sake of knowledge. Oh. One face, two arms, two hands, one hand is like supreme giving gestures, like the supreme giving gestures. No? Left hand mudra is like symbolizing three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and holding a flower, upala flowers. And very beautiful looking. Ornament-wise, cloth-wise, everything's perfect. So then, light, so now the sitting position is like half water across. Left leg inside, right leg a little bit extend outside, called half water cross. So then light emitted from crown, throat, heart. Invite all the divine beings into this room. So there's no like visualization, okay? The visualizations before you do that practice. So then after that, So that's also like visualization. In this case, visualization and invocations, pretty much the same thing, mean the same thing. Okay? Invocations, visualizations, two in one, together. So then after that, so we make offerings. Offerings to the Taras, or make offerings to the Taras. So now here, so thank you for all the people who helps to set up these beautiful altars. So now, offerings. Physically, no, that's what you see here. Mentally, it's not something small, huge. Because why? We need to visualize much, much bigger, size-wise, number-wise, not just one, millions, billions, zillions. Because we need to create merit, much as possible. Why? Because merit is the cause for happiness. That's why. For cause for success. Now, success and happiness is not just a result of, you know, desire. Everybody has desire. Merit. Need to create merit as much as possible. Therefore, you visualize, mentally you visualize every light, every fruit, every flowers, every incense. Physically, there's few of them. Mentally, millions. In front of each taras. Not just today, all the time, till you reach enlightenment. Okay? Or, taras pure land, potala, which is taras pure land, filled with incense, light, fruit, water, flowers. Visualize, okay, visualize. That's called mental offerings. The purpose to generate the bliss for the six senses. That's the purpose. Okay. So we are going to say multiple offering mantras, maybe three times. Then please, while we are reciting the mantra, if you're not able to follow the long one, just say Om Ahu, Om Ahu. Okay. Say, can you say Om Ahu? Om Ahu. So that mantra serves as a blessing. Also, there is mantra for blessing. A food, blessing, offerings, also that also serve as making offerings, it serves three purposes, So let me explain you, as I said, this first session is going to be explanation and meditation together, okay? Because I really want you to learn, Okay, so then you can benefit other people. When you say a word Om, multiplies. Everything multiplies. There's a meaning word Om, multiplies. Not just one, million, billion. But multiplies, okay? Om, meaning, multiplies. Transform everything into Amrita, or called nectar, essence. When you say Om, multiplies. Transform into something like the Amrita in Sanskrit called nectar. Transform into nectar. Whom? Om multiplies. Transform into nectar. Who purifies the defects, color defections, shape defections. You say defections? Color, shape, test. And whatever you're offering now, that's like the perfect offerings. Okay? Om multiplies. A transform into nectar or amrita. Hu purify all the defects. Perfect offerings. So, I'm going to say the long one, so that if you cannot follow the long one, just say Om Ahu. More important things is not just reciting the word, need to contemplate when you say the word, okay? Then you will create vast amount of merit. Oh, so then it benefits you, it benefits all your family, all your relatives, and Kadamba Center, and people who come to the Kadamba Center, there's like ripple of benefits. Okay? Oh, yeah. Long mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Bhagavate Guru Vidriya Tambhagavaya Bhagavaya Arahate Sanya Sambhutaya Teyatam Bhagavaya. Namo Ratnataya Namo Aya Namo Ratnataya Namo Bhagavate 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 Mahadiya Dada Mahabhuti Dada Mahabhuti Dada Dada Mahabhuti Dada Mahabhuti Dada Dada Savaka Mahavara Om Namo Bhagavate Dada Saranda Mahadaya Dada Dada Ya Arahade Vanya Dambudaya Dada 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 Mahabhuti Dada Mahabhuti Dada Mahabhiya Dada Mahabhuti Dada Mahabhuti Dada Dada Mahabhuti Dada Dada Mahabhuti Dada Mahavara Om Namo Bhagavate Dasaranda Mandane Dabhagavaya Arahane Vamela Mudayande Amanda Dada Dada Mahamada 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 Dada Now, like, making the actual offerings, okay, making actual offerings. There you see there's seven sets of offerings set up on the altar, so. I'm assuming most of you know what that symbolizes, seven sets of offerings. There's no good.
We didn't have enough room.
So that's why kind of like hallucinations. Based on the display, hallucinations, lack of space. So anyway, so first. One water, a bowl of water, or you could, you know, set up seven, or just one. For the sake of the merit, more is better. Then the second, there's another water bowl. The first one is for offering for drinking, non-drinking. Second one is to clean the feet. So this seven set of, seven. So traditionally, seven. So then, you could set up eight, but typically there's seven. So because you don't put the music there, because you use instrument from hand, so that's why there's no music has been displayed on the altar. Okay, you could display that. Nothing wrong. It could become eight. So first one is for drinking. Second water bowl is to purify, not to clean the feet. So then after that, you offer flower garland or flower, or you toss this flower on body, or you could make flower garland offering. So then after that, incense. Probably the probably heal, to heal. Oh. So then after the Sanjay Agambade Pibi, Dibi, Agambade Pibi, Dibi. So then after that light, light offerings. Oh. So then after that, you know, some kind of perfume to sprinkle on the body, or maybe you can put a body for this to smell. Smells good. To make it smells good. You know? When you smell good, other people enjoy. So if you smell bad, nobody enjoys. Then after that, you offer food. Then after that, you offer music, you know, some entertainment. So that's how long time ago in India, when they host the guest, that's the part of the traditions, hospitality, to host the guests. So this seven set of offerings very much based on that. So that's originated in India, beautiful culture. So then, you know, there's hand mudras that symbolize each set of offerings, hand mudra. So, you know, so for the sake of knowledge, okay, for the sake of knowledge. Oh, yeah. So now we are going to do the offerings, then you can visualize, as I said, physically, how many set, there are a few set, mentally, millions. In front of each taras, 21,000, each taras, millions. Not just today, all the time, till you liberate yourself from all the problems. Oh, okay. So then you create so much merit. So then life will be better. Life will be better. Things will go smoothly. If you create so much merit. Oh. So now maybe some line will chant, or maybe you can just read, okay. Om Ayanare Zamare Vare Agamane Zare Om Ayanare Zamare Vare Mane Mane Oh, yeah. these are the hand mudras. Now you can learn. Vishama will teach us, okay? So meaning here, so right hand inside, left hand outside. First you begin with like this, with the how is the postures hand mudra. So then you right hand inside, left hand outside. Then you snap your fingers. What it means? It means you have a manifest many, many gorgeous to offer, make the offerings manifest from your heart. Then you make offerings. Then each time, then you left hand inside, right hand outside, dissolve back to your heart. So then again, each offering, then you manifest thousands and thousands of, thousands of thousands of goddess, offering of goddess. Make the offerings, right hand inside, left hand outside, manifest from your heart. Make offerings, then dissolve. When you dissolve, left hand in, right hand out, then dissolve back. So that's what it means. It's not just some kind of show. It has meaning, it's not just some kind of like dance movement. It's not like that. There's meaning. So when you manifest right hand inside, left hand out, snap your finger, manifest. It doesn't have to be possible. You can take time, manifest. So then make offerings. Then when you dissolve, left in, right out, dissolve. So, yeah. So that's the offerings done, visualization done, offerings done, meditation on emptiness has been done. So now praise. So that's one stanza. Praise. Say in English. So that is like how is it? First you make offerings, so then after that praise. That's very typical settings. Very typical as a typical way of doing pujas, first offerings, then prayers. This true order is very common, very common. For the sake of knowledge, I want you to understand offering, then right after the prayers, chitta, prayers. So now you go back to the visualizations, then you visualize lotus, center of your heart, lotus, moon, this top of that, that's bright green thumb. You go back to that, okay? You go back to that visualizations. So that very green thumb surrounded by this 10-syllable mantra, para mantra, is called 10-syllable mantra. Surrounded, that the letter thumb is surrounded by these 10-syllable mantras. Light radiates, bright green thumb, also from the mantras, light radiates. Purifies sicknesses, obstacles, all the negative karmas, increase lifespan, the fortune, that doesn't mean like wealth, but you know, the luck or whatever you call them, knowledge, experience, realizations, increase. First, purify sicknesses, obstacles created by people, visible beings, invisible beings, all the obstacles. Purify all negative karma. Right after that, increase lifespan or luck, knowledge, realization, experience. Then light radiates to friend, relative, family member, strangers, everybody. Meaning the light touch, benefit them, okay, benefit all. Right after offerings, first then you go back to your visualizations, back to lotus, on top of that, mundus, on top of that, bright green thumbs, surrounded by clockwise, surrounded by this called 10 syllable mantras, light emitted from there, purify sicknesses, obstacles, created by visible beings, invisible beings, purify all negative karmas, increase lifespan, luck, knowledge, realization, experience. So then recite mantra. Okay, then after that, recite mantra. Ten syllable mantra. So now, Tara mantra, repeat after me 3 times, okay, because I have oral transmissions. Om Tare. Tutare, ture, soha. Om, tare, tutare, ture, soha. Om, tare, tutare, ture, soha. So now you all know, om means you all know what it means. It means body, spirit, mind. A viewer or taras. If you have initiations, you don't need to make distinguish the same thing. If you don't have initiations, then your body is your mind, not a body is your mind. Okay? Meaning of Tare, Om Tare, meaning of Tare. So I will try to explain the meaning of mantra. Tare, no, Om, you know, Tare. Tare means... Tare, bestow liberations, or help liberate you, okay? Meaning of Tare. The next meaning is cat. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of this mantra? Om Tare, Tu Tare. Protect from fear. Not just one particular fear, all the fears. According to Tara Sadhana, 8 types of fear has been mentioned, but it's not just 8, there's no limit. It's in every fear, okay? Omtare, bestow liberations or liberate you from samsara. Tutare, frees from all the fears. Omtare, Tutare. Ture, Omtare, Tutare, Ture. Fulfill all the wishes, all the wishes. Wish that does not harm others, not each and every wish, all the positive wishes will be accomplished. Now, Om Boris Vijman Tare, bestow liberation or help you to liberate. Tutare, protect from all the fears. Ture, fulfill all the wishes, all the positive wishes. Omtare, Tutare, Ture, Soha, likewise, or maybe like that, or so now, then we recite mantra. So, what time do you eat lunch? 2 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Oh, 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock. Okay. Another hallucination to my ear, from my ear. So there's like mantra, multiple mantra. There's, you know, you can learn that. Say Om. Ruzi. Ramana. Tawa. Taya. Om. Ruzi. Ramana. Tawa. Taya. Om. Ruzi, Ramana, Tawa, Taya, Hu. Om, Sambara, Sambara, Bimana, Sara, Dawa, Hu. Om Mara Mara Bimana Sara Tawa. Yeah, below the mala. So that, you know, kind of like there's two different set of mantra. If you say Om Samara 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 So that mantra you said, you know, that multiplies. Okay, benefit. So maybe three rounds. Or you can just meditate, just say slowly. If you're able to say fast, then we'll do 3 malas. If you want to say very, very slowly, so then just say Om. Meditate. Tare, meditate. Tutare, meditate. Ture, meditate. Soha, with devotions. When we finish 300, if you just finish 3, that's okay, not to worry. So, lunch is not based on how much mantra we say. Don't worry. You can say just 3 or 4, just if you say, decide to say very slowly, then meditate. Meaning, think of Om, Tare, Totare, Tore, Soha. Meditate, okay. Oh yeah, now we say mantra. Om, Tare, Totare, Soha. The Lamula will decide to ring the bell when you finish 3 rounds. Okay. We'll start again. Om Tare Tare.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Soha.
Seven times chant mantra.
Oh, sometimes you sing.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu
Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Soha.
Three verses of the mantra. Three verses of the mantra. So there's no, now we are going to recite. So this is exactly what's been written in the instruction, okay? So I'm not just making this up. Okay, this is written exactly like that. So then if you are not familiar with the long hundred syllable mantras, so then you just say Om Benza Sata Hum, Om Benza Sata Hum. Okay.
Yeah. It's also on page 64 in the Gold Prayer Book, if you want to follow. We'll start with a verse of praise. So.
This will be Om da 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 So now that finished, the meditation sessions is now finished. So now that's how you do retreat when you want to do Tara retreat. So now that's exactly how you do at home, set up some offerings. So, it's good to learn how to set up seven set of offerings. You know, so if you don't know how to set up, don't worry, just set up, just put offerings, you know. So. On the altar. So this is meditation. Now the meditation session is complete. So now we are going into the post meditation sessions. So this is the. So I'm introducing to you the perfect instructions how to do Tara retreat by yourself at home. So then, how the session get longer? Yeah, usually we recite thousands and thousands of mantra. You know, so traditional retreat requires minimum mantra recitation is 100,000. That's the minimum. 100,000, you know. So it may depend. I should not rush, you know. So if you can maintain the visualization, there's a minimum number is 100,000. That goes like 10 million, you know, like that. You know, so goes like that. So that's how you do. So you do, traditionally, you do four sessions, like, what do you call, like, the ball that you throw, what is it called?
Football.
It's like, you know, like, middle of time big, then head and the bottom small. First session, short. Second session, longer. third session longer, and the last one shorter. That's how you set it up. And you do one in the morning, so then you end the session before sunrise. You end the sessions. Then after that, when sunrise, then you end the sessions. So then breakfast or whatever you need to eat, so then you eat two things, then maybe take a short break or whatever breaks, hour or then after that you start the second sessions. So then you eat that, you know, that should be a little bit longer, then you eat that before lunch. So then you eat lunch, so then after that you take a break on that. So then you start another sessions. So then you eat, then again. So then the evening session. So then you, then you dissolve para. Each session you don't dissolve. So then the end of the last session, then you dissolve para into your body. You dissolve that. Now, so then same routine repeat next day. Or you can just do one session a day. You can just do one session. You don't have to do four sessions. If you have no time, you can just do one session every day. That's also okay too. You get so much benefit. Oh. So now we are in the post session. So when you do a Tara practice, I think the devotion is very important. You know, that's not something that nobody can give it to us. That's like some one has to develop. Based on visions, based on experience. Otherwise, if there's no devotions, you know, you can put many pots outside. Like those pots doesn't have water, then you don't see any reflections. You don't see the reflection of the moon because this pot is empty. There's nothing to reflect. If you put some water there, then you see the reflection. If there's something to be reflect, moon, sun, star, then you see. So this symbolizes, water symbolizes devotions. If there's devotions, then you will receive blessings. Blessings like reflections you'll receive. Otherwise, our heart become like hot desert. Nothing will grow. If there's no devotions. Devotion has to be there like mother. No mother, there will be no child. Devotion is like mother. If there's no devotion, it's hard to create marriage. No? Similarly, the seed that was burned, you could put that seed in the ground, nothing will grow. It just mere knowledge. But there's nothing here. It's just all here. There's nothing here. So devotion, there's something that all my friends, including myself, each one of us has responsibility how to develop devotions towards Mother Tara through practices. Okay? So there's something that you are 100% capable to do that, and you can do that, and you can do it well. So then, no. If you are interested, then we must do. That's very, the reason I'm bringing this out is very, very important. You know, devotion. So, otherwise, our heart becomes like a hot desert. You know, nothing will grow. It's like piece of rock you throw into lake. It can sit there decades and decades. When you throw there, it's dry. When you take out, after 20 years, it's still dry. That means our brain is soaked with knowledge, but there's nothing here. That means there's no devotion. It's more than blind faith. Devotion is not like blind faith. It's more than devotion. It's very something not easy to develop. But no, once you develop, then you receive so much blessings. Okay, so just want to share that with you. So now the attitude, post-meditation, the attitude that one should have is like, oh, you know the best for, what is best for me. That kind of attitude. That kind of attitude firmly bases on devotions. So with that, so then you recite 21 Tara Praises. Okay? You recite 21 Tara Praises. Before we recite 21 Tara Praises, so we need to recite again this Green Tara's seven limb prayers.
The one you just handed out.
It's okay.
Can I have
helper? Everybody needs one now.
Of these, yes.
It's not in the two city?
I'm sorry, I thought it was in the, it's just the regular seven-man prayer. It's not the special one. Keep those.
Sorry, it's a little bit unorganized, but no, it's so good.
Not to worry.
Not, it's all now close to lunch time, so not to worry. So worry about lunch. You have to copy.
Yes, sir. Should I read it?
Seven
in prayer now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when there's like a pause, or maybe not next session, maybe just read it.
Reverently, I prostrate to the Venerable Arya Tara and all the conquering Buddhas and their children who reside in the Ten Directions throughout the past, present, and future. I offer flowers, incense, and butter lamps, perfume, food, music, and the like, both actually arranged here and those mentally transformed. Please accept them, Assembly of Arya Tara. I declare all that I have done from the beginning of time until now, my mind being under the sway of delusion, the 10 non-virtues, and the 5 heinous crimes. I rejoice in whatever virtuous merit has been accumulated throughout the 3 times by hearers, solitary realizers, bodhisattvas, and ordinary beings. I request you to turn the wheel of Dharma, the great, small, and vehicles, in accordance with the intentions of all sentient beings and suited to their individual minds. I beseech you to remain until samsara ends and not pass away to the state beyond sorrow. Please, with your boundless compassion, look upon all beings drowning in the ocean of suffering. May whatever merit I have accumulated be totally transformed into the cause of enlightenment, and may I become, without a long passage of time, the glorious deliverer benefiting all migrating beings.
That's called power of civilian practice, so I think he's already explained the meaning. So then after that, so this is now, we are in the post-meditation session, okay? So then after that, so then you do mandala offering, so now it's almost lunch, so do the short one. Please, so. So, recite 21 Tara Prasmi one time, so the next session then we'll do a little more, okay? Just one. So you are welcome to go around the altar, so we'll just do one. To say 21 Tara Prasmi, go around, or maybe you are no need to welcome to sit down because you're already sitting down. Go around. Om Jazama.
Honored by the host of spirits, corpses whose Gandhava's yakshas, homage with her threatened head, sound, destroying post magic diagrams, her feet pressing left arthritis, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to her very blissful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was found in Lotus Vivid, she was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart of fevers, all joined her retreat to mudra, library masses all excited, all directions filled the door, homage she so joyous radiant, crowning meeting Ganondorf, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's David, homage she able to summon, all her guardians of family, shaking frowning with her near whom thine saving from every misfortune. Hamish Prana Donas present moon on onamus but shine. Amitabha in her hair, not sending out much light eternal. Amishima treat the blaze side, beyond ending fire body. Death and joy surround you, truth of enemies destroying. Amishima strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy for she fulfilled his nirvana. She endowed with Omen Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she was still surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. Freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the received letter, of the shape of silver bullhorn. Five foot sampling, 63 rows, Miru Mandara and Vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hymnic one of Deva life form, with five spoken Tara and Page, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Shinara do honor. Hammering in angel for splendor, she dispels engines and conflict. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and moon, with five Tara and two Tare, she dispels the fear contagious. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, Trisososo spirit, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with through mantras and prostrations of Star 21.
Oh, yeah, so now maybe when they sit down, maybe we say the benefit. Benefit
of. Oh, the prayer of the benefit?
Prayer of the benefit.
Okay. You can.
We first let them sit down.
Yeah. Please have a seat and we'll read the prayer of the benefits.
Barry, Mr. Barry. What is the name?
Nala.
Nala doesn't go around.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I need to take Nala around. Yeah. See, happy to go. Very happy. Yeah, need to do practice like that. With full excitement like that. Exactly like that. Oh, full of them. Mm. Very good.
Thank you.
No, very good. It really benefits that we know. So my cat, I have cat one ninja. When she passed away in my house, it's quite amazing. Nobody will believe how she passed away in my house. I take her around my altar all the time. Before, of course, you know, not on chain, not on leash. But now I give her some treat and follows. Then no need treat, she comes around. Minute she sees someone's going around, she follows. One round perfectly goes, two rounds sometimes, three rounds, then do all kinds of things. But when she passes, it's quite amazing. I was in California leading the retreat. In California, Ninja was dying here, Gizamukon. It's amazing where she died. She chose my meditation cushions in the altar room. She chose to go all the way up there. So she died facing towards the altar. Gisela was almost like this. It's hard to believe. You know? So they benefit. If you really love your anima, you need to bring around the holy object. Okay, you know? So that's based on my experience. So now prayer of the benefit.
Whoever is endowed with devotion to the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will pacify all negativity, and will eliminate all unfortunate migration. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation, thus endowed with this faith, one will eventually reach the state of Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified.
Dedication of Engel. I'm going to do the food offerings, blessing offerings. So you can just say Om Om Om. Okay. Lama saja lama jadi lama kerja tu kunci cuma lama ya lama lulu cuma bawa masa kunci serata jadi kunci sulah dah minta jadi kunci tu macam tu cuma tak kunci tu macam tu macam lama jadi macam tu 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 Bon appétit. Welcome back. So, I thought that we had lunch, so sorry, because I said bon appétit, but there's nothing to be bon appétit there out there. So, next time, so post-meditations, you know, so post-meditations, now there's 21 Tara Presses, the longer version, and there's also shorter versions. Shorter version, which has only 5 lines. Easy to memorize. Shorter versions. Now, some Dunda Womba Junas. Can you look at the prayer of benefit, where it says like recite how many times? I'm going to explain that for the sake of knowledge. Okay, so next time you can also explain somebody else. So,
2, 3, or 7 times.
Yeah, 2, 3, or 7 times. Or it should not be or. It's not the options. I think 2 refers to day and night. 2 means day and night. Doesn't refer to recitations. Ni. 2, day and night. Sum, 2 and 3?
Yes, 3.
3, morning, afternoon, evening. Does not refer to recitations. 7, that refers to recitations. 7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon, 7 in the evening, they become 21s. So for the sake of knowledge. It's not like, oh, 2 recitations, 3 recitations, or 7 recitations, no. 2, day and night. Day and night, daytime. And sunrise, night, people sleep. You know, so, during the day, 2, day and night, daytime. Day divided into 3, morning, afternoon, evening. 3 is for that, morning, afternoon. 7, that's the recitations. 7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon, 7 in the evening. Then continue to do that, so then all the benefit will, how do you say,
2, 3, or 7 times. That's
why the
silver is
gold. Then what it says,
Caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well.
Remember, 2, 3 times, what is it?
If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times,
oh,
it will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well.
Okay, well, does the benefit of the prayer?
Yeah, the prayer, let me show you in the gold prayer book.
Then where it says of children, child, or the wish for?
If you wish for a child, you'll get a child. If you wish for wealth, you'll receive wealth.
Where's that one? Right after that?
Right.
7 recitations in each session.
Anyway, the first one comes next. First, if the prayer has been recited 2, 3, or 7 times, if the prayer is by suffering or torment, all that should come next, and that should go up somehow. If I translate, I will say, but if this prayer is recited 2, 3, 7. Is it clear now? Two means two does not indicate recitations. Two means day and night. Day is one and night. Time wise, during the daytime, not the night, two. Three, then day, morning, afternoon, evening, there's three. Seven, so that's the recitations. If you recite 7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon, 7 in the evening, if you wish for a child, you'll get a child. If you wish for wealth, you'll receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled. All the obstacles will be pacified. So, need to check with the FMT because this is probably a mistake, the first line. But it's missing. Huh? No. So, I have book to point it out if you want to read commentaries, some of the commentaries. So,
you don't have to do it at a certain time in the morning. I heard you say 7 a.m.
Morning, usually like sunrise to noon is morning, any time between that. There's a lot of hours, so recitation takes like only probably to, like you said, so then afternoon from like noon to 5, there's many hours, the evening. So I'm not sure when night begins. Evening, what time is what time?
Well, after sundown.
Oh, sundown, yeah. Or you can do all of them in one. You can do all of them in one. So make sure that, you know, they do 20 ones. Okay. So make sense now. Two. You understand? Karen, you understand?
I'm thinking more like what Jill said. 7 in the morning.
7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon. The 7, number 7, refers to recitations.
Okay,
7 means 7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon, 7 in the evening.
What's that 2 about?
Huh?
Yeah, with the 2
in the 2 is like, no. 2 is like day and night.
Right. Yeah. So how many recitations?
No, we are not talking about recitation now. We are just talking about day and night. There's 2. Oh. 2 refers to day and night. There's no need to talk about recitations. 3, then they divide into 3, morning, afternoon, evening. 7, there's recitations. 7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon, 7 in the evening. Make sense?
I think the 2 days.
Yeah.
I think what I understand.
Yeah, say it in English.
This is a language thing.
Hmm?
What they're talking about. Day and night.
Huh?
And then more specifically, morning. Afternoon,
evening,
7 times each.
Okay,
so it's
yeah.
Just the way it's written, it's just a language issue.
Yeah, that's exactly. So, first 2 doesn't refer to recitations.
Okay.
Stick 2.
So,
day and night.
And then more specifically, morning, afternoon, evening, those are three.
Exactly.
More specifically, seven times a
week. Oh, she understood. Oh.
Just the language of how it's written.
Oh, now you understood clearly. Yeah, you understood very clearly. Yeah. Is it clear now?
You do 21 taras seven times.
You do 21 total, but you're going to do seven in the morning.
Sorry. So, as I understand it, this
you understood correctly. Yeah?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you do, this is talking about doing tara morning and, or day and night. More specifically, you're going to do seven in the morning, seven in the afternoon, and seven in the evening for
that's
a total
three,
of 21 every day. Yeah, right. It's just from general to specific. That's all.
Otherwise, people do get confused.
Yeah.
Or maybe or two recitation, or three recitation, or seven recitation. It doesn't mean like that.
It means do 21.
Recitation is like 21. When? Day or night? Daytime. How many? Day, three times. Morning, afternoon, evening. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, 21 tara recitations. 21 tara recitations. 21 times? Now that's for a good, 21 times when? Night or day? Daytime. How? 7 in the morning? 7 in the afternoon? 7 in the evening. Make sense? For the sake of knowledge, next time that's how you explain. That's how you explain. It's not about two recitation or three recitation, seven recitation. That's not really correct way to explain. So somebody knows when you read the commentaries. So finally, I think it's good. So then the benefit follows. Huh? And of course, with devotions, you know. you can do like, you don't have to wait for afternoon or evening. You can just do all in the morning if you have more time, you know. Or you are welcome to do more than 21. Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. Now, how many recitations? 21. When? Not at night, daytime. How? 7 in the morning, 7 in the afternoon, 7 in the evening. That's how this should be explained, you know, when explained. So then maybe there's like it definitely gives you peace of mind. So, you know, so based on my tiny experience, I try to do this instructions almost every day, so do that, and then it will turn things around rather than worrying about. It's much better to do something rather than just worrying, you know. It doesn't do any good if you do something, you know, some like practice, so that will help. So we just did one recitation, so we will do 13 more. you can sit down or you can go around the altar, we'll do 13 more. 13 more, Yeah, sure.
The five-line phrase of the Torah, does that count? If you're doing the 21?
Yeah, it counts.
So, like, if you're having, like, a really busy day, instead of doing the 21 full Tara chant, you can do 21 of the five
long. Yeah, sure, okay. Yeah. That's like when you become desperate. when you become desperate, so then you do the short one.
Not on the website, though, right?
So, anyway, so that's also good. You can recite 21, short one. If you dare get very busy, very busy, so you know, so then you can say short one. But you know, not when you sit down, when you're driving a car, you can say mantra, tara mantra. You can when you drive, you know, so easy to feel married. So the benefit is like unbelievable benefit, you know. So it will benefit you. If it benefits you, it benefits your friends, your family. You become more calm, more peaceful, more reasonable, more patient. And also, that's good for everybody.
The question was raised, can people count the five-line Tara towards the light of the path, 100,000 Taras?
So that probably need to ask Lama Zogo Rinpoche. Anyway, so it will benefit. It definitely benefit. No, it benefit because you are part of center. It benefit in the Katama center. It benefit. So it benefits in all living. It benefits. So yeah. So any other questions before we continue?
I have a question. Okay. So in an effort to memorize the 21 Taras, is there something that could help explain what the stanzas are so that we
if I understand what some of the means that I can use to remember, is there something that can help me understand the meaning? Maybe next time I'll teach. Okay. I'll teach. Okay, that's good questions. So, Tara herself told Lama Adisha, Lama Adisha having like some kind of health issues. You know, Lama Adisha here, this statue is called, this huge one, that's Lama Adisha, Indian master. Lama Adisha see Tara like I see you like this, you know. Actually, there's three different ways of seeing. One, you might have visions of Tara, or so you can explicitly say I saw Tara. You have visions. Say I'll probably start from the bottom. So one that you see in dream, that is still considered seeing Tara. See, not the best way of seeing the dream. Then the second level, then you have visions. Vision of Tara. Then the best that you see like this human, you can talk. So Lama Adisha saw Tara like that, not in the vision, but like real, face to face. So the reason I'm saying this because of your questions, okay. So then Lama Adisha is having some issues when he's teaching Tibet. Tara told Lama Adisha is somebody who knows every single practice that exists in Buddhism, knows them perfectly well. It's not like, oh, maybe not a little bit. No, every single practice or retreat Lama Adisha knows. But Tara did not suggest Lama Adisha do this, you know, highly level retreat. Tara said, recite 21 Tara praises. 21,000 times a day. I'm not clear number, but it's like above 21,000. Lama Adisha told Tara that I'm old. I don't think I can do 21,000 times a day. No. Be honest. No, you can be honest. No, there's nothing wrong. So then Tara told this five line one, much shorter than 21 Tara praises. Taught right there, the Lama Adisha managed to recite that 21,000 times a day. So that's my source of inspirations, why I do Tara prayers every day. If Lama Adisha get benefit, simply reciting 21 Tara prayers, how you recite? Exactly where we recite. There's no secret way of reciting. That's how you recite. That's how Lama Adisha recite. There's no like, oh, there are Lama Adisha, very secret way of reciting. No, no, same thing. No. What's different is devotions. Lama Adisha's devotions, therefore, does that every day. No, so, and different is devotions. So that's my source of inspirations. So I try to recite, you know, like, short one. Yeah, so, even reciting 1,000 a day, that probably takes hours, at least. Then can you imagine if you do this 21,000 times a day? That requires guts. I say, in America, I say, you need guts and devotions. No, you can't just do. That's how people have visions. That's how people see frequently in dream. That's how people see it face to face like that, with their devotions, plus practice. You know? It's not like, oh, Tara decided, oh, I'm going to appear to you. I'm not going to appear to, no. Tara has will to appear to everybody. Oh, so that's also my inspirations. Like, Mama Adi shall get benefit recited on our praise. Of course, we will definitely get benefit. Okay. So, that means, so, yeah, not able to recite long one, that's okay. Now you can recite short one, perfectly fine. Short one, oh. Any other questions before we, no.
And before you were saying that the syllable tum becomes you if you've been initiated?
If you receive initiation, like not just Tara initiation, any highest yoga tantra initiation, such as like Kala Chakra. And I think a lot of people did receive initiations because people are here, center. I've been here 20 years. They are kind of like asking me, oh, Krishna, when are you going to give initiation? I say, probably I may never give initiations. So then I invite my teacher here to give initiations because I want you to have the best of the best possible. No, you don't do just initiation because you simply know how to do. That's not good enough. I do know how to do initiations, but you know, it's not good enough just to give initiations because you know how to do the rituals. That's not good. So therefore, I invite my teacher here 2 times. A lot of you go receive initiations. So if nobody's around, so then of course it falls down your back, so then you have to do something. So then initiation is like the permission given to visualize yourself as a divine being, okay? So then, other than that, probably better to visualize in front of you, better to visualize, or here, and visualize, or, you know? Yeah, so if there are no any more questions, then we will recite 21 practices, you know. If you want to practice, to memorize the short one, this is a good time to practice. This is a good time to memorize. We are going to say a long one, 13 times. So you can sit down or try to memorize a short line one. So that's good, yeah.
So we can say it out loud.
Yeah, we can say it out loud. Or people, you are welcome to go around or sit. Doesn't matter.
Mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your tenants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara's 50 rowers, breakfast, marking, and sustaining, sprung from opening statements of the lotus rivers, true bound lotus, homage she whose face combined, 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with 5 places splendent, as a 1,000-star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, water-born and hand-adorned, giving effort, common austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrines without limit, guide all my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the 7 worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Aneba Mamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpses as Gandhavas Yakshas, homage with their threatened face sound, disjoint false magic diagram, surfy pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with 3 jewel mudras, live and masses all excited, all directions will adorn. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, emitting garlands of light, mirthful, laughing with Tutar, subjugating Mara's devas, homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembled, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune, homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal, Hamishing with wreath ablaze, beyond ending fire abide. Myself let them joy surround, troops of enemies destroy. Amishi who strikes the ground, her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conk. Homage happy virtuous peaceful, she who filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amishi with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the with seed letter, of the shapeless syllable whom, by the sapling shakes his three roads, Mandara and India, homage holding in her hand the hemite moon of Deva-like form, with my spoken Tara and page totally dispelling. Homage you whom God send there, send the king of Ras to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels champions in conflict. Homage you whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with my Tara and Tutad, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberty, powered by the set of three natures, Trisososu, Spirit, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with true mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Rivers, drip on lotus. Homage, his faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with five races splendid as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborn in hand adorned, giving if it come austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of death, the goddess, action triumphed without limb, relied on my conquerous children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the all, Shaka Ani Bamamar, honored by the host of spirits, courses of Skandavas Yakshas, homage with her triumph day sound, destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with ritual mood. Lightly masses all excited, all directions who adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to some, all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor must mush. Amitabha in her hair, not sending out with light eternal. Homage in with wreath ablaze, like eon denning fire abide. Rasheth left and joy surround you, choose of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conk. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing false bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to the with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru Mandara and India, homage holding in her hand, the hammock moon of Dev, with my spoken Tara and Pave, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom crowns and their kings, and the king arise to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts, homage she who's two eyes bright with radiance of sun and bloom, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisosus, the spirit, Yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Star 20. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyesight, lightning, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Rivers, drip on lotus. Homage, she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with five races splendid as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborn and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, section shrine without limb, relied on my conquerors' children, heaven, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the all, Shaka Aniba Mamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpses as Gandhavas Yakshas, homage with their tread and pace sound, destroying both magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was founding lotus visage, who is slayer of all. Homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jomuja, lively masses all excited, all directions feel so adorned. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage, she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned as crescent, moon on her most must shine. Amitabha in her hair, not sending out light eternal, homage she with these ablaze, like eon ending fire abide, rise up, lift and choice around you, troops of enemies destroyed. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to the with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot sampling shakes the three, smear Mandara and India, homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva Lekpo, with white spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling Po. Homage she whom gods and deity send the Kinaras to honor, armed in a joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright, radiance of sun and full moon, with white Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberated, powered by the set of three natures, just so spirit. Yakshas and race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara swift heroic, God's light lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Theorist drip on lotus. Homage she whose faith combines a hundred thousand moons at full, blazing with white races blend, as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort calm austerity, spacious meditation her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limb, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the all, Shaka Aniba Mamaru, honored by the host of spirits, coursers with Gandhavas Yakshas, homage with her jet and face sound, destroying both magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus scissors, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart of finger, so adorn her with ritual mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions feels adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned as crescent, moon on her most must shine, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal. Machine with wreath ablaze, beyond ending fire abiding, Rasha left and choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to the received letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and India, homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalekpo, with white spoken Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poison, homage whom gods and their kings, and the Kinaras Dewa. Radio Nigel Splend, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she is to eyes bright, radiance of sun and foam, with Vaisara and Tutar. She dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberate, powered by the set of the natures, just as those of spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with room mantras and prostrations, thus are 20. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyesight, lightning, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zeros, true bond lotus. Homage, she's face combines, a hunter, thought, and moons that fold us, blazing with thy racy splendid, as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort, common austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tata goddess, action, shrined without limb. Relied on my conquest children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Dutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the Yalu, Shaka Ane Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandavas Yakshas. Homage with the Tre and Pesan, destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dread destroyer of Mara's champions, she was founding Lotus Visage, who was slayer of all enemies. And she had the heart her finger, so adorn her with three Jamudra. Library masses all excited, all directions will adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, emitting garlands of love. Merful, laughing with Dutade, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembled, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on her must shine. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon denning fire abide. Righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter from the seven levels she just conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who filled this peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to the with seed letter, of the shapeless syllable, whom by the stamping six of three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and India. Homage holding in her hand the hammer spoon of Devalekpam, with white silk and Tara and Pe, totally dispelling poise. Homage, she whom gods and their extend the chinaras to honor, armored in a joyful splendor, she dispels engines and conflicts. Homage, she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, just as those of spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with root mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, swift, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Heroes, true and lotus. Homage, she's face combined, a hundred autumn moons is fulvous, blazing with white rays splendid, as a thousand star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, water born and hand adorned. Living effort, common austerity, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tata goddess, action, triumph without limb. Relied on my conquest children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Sutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Mar, honored by the host of spirits, coursers of Gandavas Yakshas. Homage, with the Tre and Pe sound, destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions. She was founding Lotus Visage, she was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jamudra. Library masses all excited, all directions feels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, minting garlands of light. Merful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her humsa, saving from every misfortune. Mish Brown adorned his crest, moon on animals was shining. Amitabha in her hair, not sending out much light eternal. Hamashim with wreath ablaze, like eon denning fire abiding. Rishath left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Hamashim who strikes the ground with her palm and with the letter home, the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. Freeze his human knowledge mantra, arranged by the ten letters. Homage, today we see letter of the shape of syllable, whom by something takes his three rules. Smeru, mandara, and vindya. Homage, holding in her hand the hey, my friend of Deva, it's by Spokantara and Pe, totally dispelling poison. Hamishi, whom God send there, send the Kinaras to honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts. Hamishi, whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Hamish, full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures. Trust of self spirit, yakshas, and base corpus supreme to. These praises with root mantras and prostrations, thus are 20. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara, Sifty heroic, eyesight lightning instantaneous, sprung from making stains of the Lord of Theros, turban lotus. Homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving if it come austerities, patience, meditation, hearse. Homage crown of Tata Gatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the all, Shaka Ani Bamamar. The host of spirits, corpses with Gandhava's yakshas, homage with her chant and pesa, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jomuja, light ray masses all excited, all directions will so adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crowning mitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their homes on, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned his crescent, moon on onomous most shining. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze, eon denning fire abiding. Rishath left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground, her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, vicious, peaceful, she who's field is peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. Freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to a received letter of the shape of syllable, whom five foot something six to three. Rules, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand the hamak moon of Deva life form, with spice of Kantara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom God send there, send the Kinaras to armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts. Homage she who's twice bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures. Trisososa spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with her mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, eyesight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Theros, turban lotus. Homage she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays splendid as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagata, section triumph without limit, relied upon by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpus with Gandhava's Yakshas, homage with their chant and paisan, destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her finger, sewed on her with three jumu. Every mass is all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crowning minting garlands of Murphy laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on her most shining, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal, homage she mistreats the blaze, side, beyond ending fire abiding, Rashef weapon joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. And the captive versus peace, who shoots feel this peace nirvana, she endowed with them and soha, destroyer of the great evil, homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters, homage to the witsy's letter, of the shape of syllable whom, by the stamping shakes the three roads, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand, the hammer moon of Deva-like form, with spice of Kantara and pay, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom God and their king send the Kinaras to honor, armored in a joyful splendor, she dispels engines and conflicts, homage she who is bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with spice Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, Chosos the spirit Yakshas, and raise corporate supreme tutor. These praises with mantras and prostrations, those are 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our swift heroic, as I lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening statements of the Lord of three words, true bone lotus. Homage she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with my races blend, as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage, crown of Tathagatas, action, triumph, without limit, relied on my conqueror's children, may reach every perfection, homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire, direction, and space, strength, their feet, the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamari, honored by the host of spirits, corpus with Gandhava's Yakshas, homage with their chant and face, and destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her finger, so adorn her with three jomudra, library mass is all excited, all directions feels adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crowning minting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage she able to summon, all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on her most shine, Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal, homage she mistreat the blaze like eon ending fire abiding, Rashef left and joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered, homage happy virtuous peaceful, she who filled his peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil, homage she with joy surrounds, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, orange mother of tenor. Homage to a witsy's letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three roads, Meru Mandara and Vindya, homage holding in her hand, the hammer moon of Deva-like
form. Who's by so Kantara Mpe, totally dispelling poison. Hamishi whom gods and their kings in the Kinaras do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts. Hamishi whose two eyes bright, radiance of sun and full moon. Who's by Sara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish full of liberate, power by the set of three natures, Trisosos the spirit Yaksha, and raise corpus supreme tood. These praises with whom mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Hamish Tara Sifteroic, I sight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Deerous Trueborn Lotus. Hamish, she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with vibrative splendor, adds a thousand star collection. Hamish golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned. Giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, hers, homage, crown of Tata Gatas, action, shrine without limb, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Dutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Maur, honored by the host of spirits, corpus of Gandhava's Yakshas. Homage with their Chempe sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She was frowning lotus viz, who is slayer of all enemies? Homage at the heart your fingers. Adorn her with Rijo Mujo. Light ray masses all excited. All directions feels adorned. Homage, she so joyed radiant. Crown emitting garlands of laughing with Dutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her hum sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned crescent, moon anonymous must shine. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Hamashi with wreath ablaze, like eon denning fire abiding. Rajseth, let them joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Hamashi who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Hamish at the virtuous peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with Om and Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Hamish, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Hamish to the received letter, of the shape of syllables, five foot stamping six to three rows, Meru Mandara and Vindya. Hamish holding in her hand the hamish moon of Devalekpo, with by spoken Tara and totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom gods and their kings in the Kinaras do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts. Homage you whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With Swaisara and Tutara, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, just so sells the spirit Yakshas and race corporate supreme too. These praises with true mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Sisteroic, I sight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord is here with hundred on and moons of fullness, blazing with white faces splendid, as a thousand star collection. Homage golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tata Gatas, action triumphs without limit, relying on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bama Mar, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandhava's Yakshas. Homage with their chant and pay sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions. She with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Rijo Mudra. Light remastered all excited, all directions feel so dark. Hamish, you so joyous, ready, crowning, mitting garlands of white, mirthful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Hamish, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her homes, saving from every misfortune. Hamish, crown adorned as crescent, moon on her most must shine, Amitabha in her hair, not sending out her sight eternal. Hamish, she with wreath ablaze, like eon-denning fire abiding, righteous, left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Hamish, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Hamish, happy, precious, peaceful, she who feels peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Hamish, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, freezes home in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Hamish, to a weeded letter of the shapeless syllables, five is stamping, six is three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Hamish, holding in her hand the hermit moon of Devalekva, with by Sokantara and Pei, totally dispelling poise. Hamish, she whom gods and their kings and the Kina Raju on, armored in our joyful splendor, she just sells and drinks in conflict. Hamish, she who's twice bright, radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Hamish, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisos of the spirit, Yakshas, Nenri, Scorpius, Supreme Ture. These praises through the mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Hamish, Tara, swift, heroic, eyesight, lightning, instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Theros, true born lotus. Hamish, she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with vibrates resplendent as a thousand star collection. Hamish, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Hamish, crown of Tathagata, action triumph without limit, relying on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Hamish filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with the feet of seven worlds, able to drop off of the Hamish worship by the all, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses with Gandalvas Yakshas. Hamish with Sucha and Pesan, destroying cosmetic diagram, her feet pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireblaze. Hamish to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotuses, she with slayer of all enemies. Hamish at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Rijo mood, light ray masses all excited, all directions feels adorned. Hamish, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of all laughing with Dutad, subjugating Mara's devas. Hamish, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Hamish, crown adorned as crescent, moon on onamos must shine, Amitabha in her hair, not sending out the light eternal. Hamish, she with feast ablaze, like eon-denning fire abiding, righteous, left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Hamish, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Hamish, happy, precious, peace, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Hamish, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Hamish, today we see letter of the shapeless syllable, by foot stamping six is three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Hamish, holding in her hand the hermit moon of Devalekva, with by Sokantara and Toludiki spelling poison. Hamish, she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do on, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels and drinks in conflict. Hamish, she is twice bright, radiance of sun and full, and with by Tara and Tutade, she dispels every contagion. Hamish, full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, dressed so the spirits, Yakshas, and raised corporate supreme today. These praises through the mantra mantras and prostrations of fact 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our sift heroic, aside lacking instantaneous, from opening statements of the Lord of Sirius, Triple and Lotus. Homage to his face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with five races splendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorning, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Sata goddess, action triumph without limit, relied on my conquerors children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, courses of Skandavas Yakshas. Homage with their chant and face sound, destroying false magic diagrams, turfy pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to a very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion. She was founding Lotus Visage, she was slayer of all Homage at the heart of things, so adorn her with Rijamuja. Life and mass is all excited, all directions will adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning, minting garlands of Murphy laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on honor most was shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon denning fire abiding. Rash death, left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beat, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, at the fiercest peaceful, she whose field is peace or not. He endowed with soul and soul, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder. Thesis, human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the weeded letter of the shape of syllable. By foot something shakes the three roads, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek form, with by Sokantara and Pay, totally dispelling poise. Homage, she whom gods and their kings in the king arise to honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conquers. Homage, she who strives bright with radiance of sun and thum, with Vaishara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage, full of liberating power by the set of three natures, dress of souls of spirits, yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises through mantras and prostrations, thus are 21. Okay, so now we see, read the prayer of the benefits. When you have a seat. Whoever is endowed with a devotion for the goddess and recites with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles passed by. another request. Okay. Then the request, which is before the prayer of the benefits in the practice of altar, just the small booklet. There's the request that comes before the prayer of the benefits. Right. That one? Yes, it starts with, O compassionate and venerable Supreme Goddesses. You got it? It's in the in the small book, not the one treasury of the two CDs, but the small. Okay. O compassionate and venerable subduing goddesses, may the infinite beings, including myself, soon purify the two obscurations and complete both collections so that we may attain full and perfect enlightenment. For all my lifetimes until I reach this stage, may I know the sublime happiness of humans and gods, and so may I become fully omniscient. Please pacify quickly all obstacle spirits, obstructions, epidemics, diseases, and so forth, the various causes of untimely death, bad dreams and omens, the eight fears and other afflictions, and make it so that they no longer exist. May the mundane and supermundane collections of all excellent, auspicious qualities and happiness increase and develop, and may all wishes be fulfilled naturally and effortlessly without exception. May I strive to realize and increase the sacred karma, accomplishing your stage and beholding your sublime face. May my understanding of emptiness and the precious mind of enlightenment increase like the moon waxing full. May I be reborn from the extremely beautiful and holy world. My joy is the noble Mandala conqueror. May I attain whatever prophecy I receive in the presence of Amitabha, Buddha of infinite. O deity whom I have accomplished from previous lifetimes, the enlightened action of the three times Buddha, the green one face and two arms. O mother holding that Utpala flower, may you be auspicious. Whatever your body or mother accomplishes, you renew your lifespan in pure land. Whatever your name, most noble and holy, may I and all others attain only peace. By the force of these praises and requests made to you, may all diseases, poverty, fighting, and quarrels be calmed. May the precious dharma and everything auspicious increase throughout the worlds and directions where I and all others dwell. Now, I'll read the dedication that's after dedication, auspicious verses, after dissolve, and then dedication. It starts with Gewaji. Gewaji no duda pa.
So that completes probably one session, not two sessions. So this morning. You want to do one more session? How many? Raise your hand. Oh, pretty good. So maybe short break, maybe 10, maybe 15 minute break for the last session. So maybe should be like less than hour, okay. Less than hour, yeah. Maybe short break, maybe 15 or maybe. So, the daylight is long, so we will finish after next session, maybe 45 minutes, we'll finish, then enjoy. Short break.
During the break, we distributed copies of the Tara Seven Limb Prayer and the request, so everybody should have a copy of that. If you don't have it at your table back there, there might be some on the windowsill because we didn't want to put them on the seats. Thank you.
Do we need to replace any of the candles or need to check any of the candles that's like still burning or Adoma say there's one that's out.
There's one that's out?
No, I mean is there anything any candles out or
they were all looking pretty good.
Yeah, good. So just be mindful. Okay, huh? Check. So now the kind of third session, not really third session, but second. I'm going to leave the chanting. So you're welcome to join or maybe meditate. Whole purpose is to refresh motivations, okay? Or refresh motivations. If it's possible. bodhicitta, possible as bodhicitta. Okay, okay, so. So, I'll chant. So while I chant, someone like me, so anybody can participate, or you can just meditate, okay, refresh your motivation. So, so.
Until I'm enlightened, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly, by the merits I curate through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha in order to benefit all
the next one, four individual prayers, then please think about love, compassion, joy, equanimity. So, meditate on those four things. Huh?
Oh.
from English, please.
May all sentient beings have happiness in the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
So we all say together, Om Sambhava Shuddha. And we read the Om Sambhava Shuddha. Oh, maybe too fast. Om Sambhava Shuddha. Sarvadhamma.
Sarvadhamma.
Sambhava.
Sambhava.
Shuddha.
Shuddha.
Hum.
Hum.
Meditate on Shunyata. Okay, meditate. Essence of body, spirit, and mind, or pure nature of body, spirit, and mind. And pure nature of everything that is me. So then all become pure or empty, okay? All become pure or empty. From that realization, then we visualize. From that realization, we visualize. Visualize center of your heart, beautiful lotus, which symbolize pure thought or renunciations. On the top of lotus, there's mundis, which symbolize bodhicitta, altruistic intentions. On top of that, mundis, then visualize left thumb, green, bright, very bright. Which is the seed syllables of Mother Tara. So that very green thumbs become Tara, green Tara. One head, two arm, right arm, supreme giving hand gesture, left hand. Mudra symbolizing Trijur Buddha Dharma Sangha and holding the Upala flowers right next to the ears. Wearing a wonderful cloth, the best cloth, adorned with the wonderful ornaments. Half Vajra cross, sitting position, half Vajra cross, left leg extend, right leg bent. Called half Vajra cross, sitting positions. Live. light radiates from crown, throat, heart. Purify environment, purify mind, purifies all the negative karmas, then draw the blessing from all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas from the 10 directions. Now bless the offerings, we all say together, okay, Om.
Om.
Ah. Ah. Hum.
Om.
Om.
Ah.
Hum. Om multiplies. Ah transform into nectar. Hum purify all the defects. Okay. Om.
Om.
Ah. Hum. So now make the offerings. So, maybe not chanting, maybe do it a little bit faster. Okay. Omaya dare sabare vare argam bade dare sova. Omaya dare sabare vare pade bade dare sova. Omaya dare sabare vare dibe bade dare sova. Omaya dare sabare vare dibe bade dare sova. Omaya dare sabare vare aloge bade dare sova. Omaya dare sabare Gende abade tereswa, omaya tereswabare vare, nivide abade tereswa, omaya tereswabare vare, shabda abade tereswa. Omaya tereswabare vare, omu aum. Not prayer, so. Praise. Should it stand up?
Oh.
Now please go back to your fast visualizations, center of your heart, lotus, top of that, moon this, top of that, going down, which is already now appear, transformed into Tara. So now green thumb, the Tara mantra, 10 syllable mantra, round green thumb, clockwise. Light radiates from the mantras. Towards every single breathing living beings. The light radiates from the green thumb and the mantras towards every single breathing living beings. Purify sicknesses, mental sicknesses, the physical sicknesses, mental problems, obstacles created by visible beings and invisible beings. Purify all the negative karmas. Increase lifespan, luck, knowledge, realization, experience. Increase like waxing moon. with that in mind, so then recite Tara mantras, okay, with that in mind. For the betterment of every single breathing living beings, you create vast amount of merit, or three malas. So begin with the seven chanting, seven mantra chanting, Tara mantra, seven. Seven chanting, Tara mantra. Om Tare Do Tare Do Re So Ho. Om Tare Do Tare Do Re So Ha. Om Tare Do Tare Do Re So Ho. Om Tare Do Tare Do Re So Ha. Om Tare Do Tare Do Re So Ho. Om Tare Do Tare Do Re So Ha. Om Tare Do Tare Do Re So Ha. So then Hamla will ring the bell when you finish three rounds, okay? Mala.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Om Benza Sada Samaya Manipalaya Lebrada Sina Masika Sada Mera Sudha Kaya Mera. Om Bhagavato Namah. So after the mantra recitation, if you can recite a few Vajrasattva mantras, well, that's also good to know. If that's exactly what the text suggests to do. Okay. Namo Tathāgata Buddhaya 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 Namo Tathāgata So that's complete the meditation session. So now pause meditation. Sebilim.
Reverently, I prostrate the Venerable Aryakara and all the kinds of wisdom and the children who regard the tenderest throughout the past, present, future. I offer flowers, incense, and butter lamps, perfumes, music, and the love of actually arranged here and those mentally transformed. Please accept them and bless them. I declare that all I have done from the beginning of time until now, with my mind being under the sway of delusion, the 10 non-virtues and the 5 demons, I rejoice in whatever virtuous merit has been accumulated throughout the 3 times. I hear, solitaire realizes, bodhisattvas, and ordinary beings. I request you to turn the wheel of Dharma, great, small, and common vehicles, in accordance with the intentions of all sentient beings and suited to their individual minds. I beseech you to remain until samsara ends and not pass away to the state beyond sorrow. Please, with your boundless compassion, look upon all beings drowning in the ocean of suffering. May whatever merit I have accumulated be totally transformed into the cause of enlightenment, and may I become without a long passage of time the glorious deliverer benefiting all migrating beings.
So now the next one is mandala. So then please you, like, you know, there's mandala. So when I chant, then please visualize, make huge mental offering, okay? Make huge mental offerings. So don't need to go very far. Just think about the, all the food in Costco. BJ. Not just one, BJ, Costco, Walmart, Kmart, Sam's Club. We just make huge mental offerings. So
no.
no, 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 sorry, somebody brought mantra, said maybe tomorrow we'll do long mantra. Tomorrow we'll do long one. So now, how many you want to recite? 21,000 phrases? Half or one? How many recitations? How many you want to recite? One or two, three?
Seven.
Seven? Oh, wonderful. Very good news. Happy. Yeah, seven times, yeah. So, 21 times, yeah.
From your sublime abode, the fourth
The
crown adorned with Amitabha, action, please come. Tar, please come with your attendants. The gods and the gods come to your lotus feet, O Tar.
Please recite with devotion, okay? Recite with the devotions, okay?
My prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Taurus is heroic. Eyes like lightning instantaneous. Sprung from opening stamens of the Lord who is three roots, true bone lotus. Homage she, his face combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with white face resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorning, giving effort, commisterities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrines without limit. Relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Bamama. Honored by the host of spear, corpses as Gandhavas Yakshas, homage with their threatened pay sound, disjoined posmatic diagram, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jewel mood, thy ray masters all excited, all directions you adorn her, homage she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's homage she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on her most so shine, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with wreath ablaze, like eon-dending fire abiding, rush that left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the precious peaceful, she who sealed this peace nirvana, she endowed with om and soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing both bodies asunder, frees his home in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to a received letter, of the shape of syllable whom, by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hymn
moon of deva-like form, with five-spoke kantara and pay, totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom gods and their kings, and the king arose to honor, armored in our joyful splendor. She dispels vengeance and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright, radiant the sun and full moon, with Saitara and Tutara. She dispels the fear contagion, homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Drusos, Hosos, Spirits, Yakshas, and Race Corpus Supreme today. These praises are with mantras and prostrations of Star 20. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara Sivtiroe, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zero's troop on lotus. Homage she whose faith combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright blazes splendid as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limit, relied on my conquered children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Ani Brahmama, by the host of spirits, corpses, gandavas, yakshas, homage with their chant and pay sound, disjoint post-magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raising fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is sayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her finger, sword on her with Ritro Mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions seals adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crowning minting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all her guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her homes, being from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crest, moon on a most most shining, Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal, homage she with wreath ablaze like eon deadening fire abiding, Rasheth left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her bomb and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage happy versus peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with Omen Soha, destroyer of the great. Homage she with joy surround, tearing foes' bodies asunder, praises whom and knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters, homage to Re with seed letter, of the shape of syllable whom, by the staff they shake the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek form, with five-spoken Tara and Te, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their send the king arise to honor, in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts, homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and two Tare, she dispels the fear contagion, homage full of liberate, I by the set of three natures, Drusos, spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises with rule mantras and prostrations of Star 21. My prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara Sifteroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zero's troop on lotus. Homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light raised splendid as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limit. Now my conquered child, having reached every perfection, homage feeling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Anibamamar, honored by the host of spirits, corpus with Gandavas Yakshas, homage with Sutra and Pesa, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her finger, so join her with three Jomu. I am masses all excite, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crowning minting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with the humsa, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorneth crescent, moon on onamus must shine, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal. She with wreath ablaze, beyond ending, fire abiding, righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage at the virtuous peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil, homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, freezes home in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage today with these letters, of the shape of syllable whom, by foot stamping shakes the three rules, Meru Mandara in beast. Homage holding in her hand the hammer's moon of Devalite form, whose face will Kantara Empe, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do on, armored in a joyful splendor, she dispels engines and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, trusts of spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today, sees praises with root mantras and prostrations of Star 20. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Zero's true bone lotus, homage she whose faith combines a 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent, as a 1,000-star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, water-born and hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, hersey, homage crown of Tathagata, faction triumph without limit, relied on my conquered children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All, Shaka Anibamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Gandavas Yakshas, homage with Sutra and Pesa, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Rijomuj, loving masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant. Meeting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her humsa, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorneth crescent, moon on onamus must shine, Amitabha in her hair not, sending out much light eternal, homage she with wreath ablaze like, beyond ending fire abiding, righteous left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage happy virtuous peaceful, she who field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Amishi with joy surround, tearing both bodies asunder, pieces of knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to the ABC letter, of the shape of syllable, five for stamping, six to three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindya, homage holding in her hand, the hermit moon of Deva like form, with spice of Kantara, Mpe, totally dispelling poison, homage whom gods and their king, send the Kinaras to honor, armored in not just for splendor, she dispels entrings and conflicts, homage she who's twice bright, radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaishara and Sutta, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating, fired by the set of three natures, just so social spirits, yakshas, and raised coffee supreme today. These praises with root mantras and prostrations of Star 20. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Taurus with heroic eyes by lighting instantaneous. Sprung from opening statements of the Lord who is fearless, true bone lotus. Homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with bright rays we splend as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus. Water born in hand adorned. Giving effort, calm austerities. Patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action shrined without limb, relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Dutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all being. Worshipped by the All, Shaka Ane Bamamaru, honored by the House of Spirits, corpses with Gandhava's Yakshas, homage with their Chet and Pesan, destroying post-magic diagram, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her finger, so join her with ritual mood. Masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light. Mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all her guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments was shining. Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze, like beyond ending fire abiding. Rise of left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroyed. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it. Scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she just conquered. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful. She who filled his peace, nirvana. She endowed with om and soha. Destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded. Tearing those bodies asunder. Priestess whom in knowledge mantra. Arrangement of 10 letters. Homage to the witsit letter. Of the shape of syllable. Fit something shakes the three worlds. Meru Mandara and Vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hermit moon of Devalik form. Whose spice will Kantara and Pave. Totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their king. Send the Kinaras to honor. Armored in a joyful splendor. She dispels engines and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright. Radiance of sun and full moon. Whose spice Hara and Tutare. She dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, Trisososa spirits, yakshas, and race corpus supreme today. These praises it was from mantras and prostrations of Star 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage to our receptive heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous. Sprung from opening statements of the Lord of Theros, true bone lotus. Homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest. Blazing with bright blaze splendid as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned. Giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit. Relied on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space. Sing with your feet the seven devututa photo beings, homage worshipped by the all, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpusers, gandavas, yakshas, homage with their tre and pesa, destroying those magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all men. Enemies. Homage at the heart her finger, so adorn her with reach of mood. Library masses all excited, all directions feels adorned. Homage, she's so joyous, radiant, crowning, missing garlands of light, mirthful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all Earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her humzai, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on onamos must shine, Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal. Homage, with wreath ablaze, like eon-ending fire abide. Rajas, let that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she who sealed his peace nirvana, she endowed with omisoha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to the wheat seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom 5 foot 6 to 3 rules, Meru Mandara and Vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalek, form with spikes spoken Tara Ampe, totally dispelling poison. Homage you whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels vengeance and conflicts. Homage you whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon. With spikes Tara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, just so spirit yakshas and race corporate super. Today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations thus are 21. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara swift heroic, eyesight lighting instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of the Earth's true bound lotus. Homage she whose faith combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with white rays resplendent as a 1,000 star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tata Gajas, action triumph without limit. Relied on my conquerors children, every reach, every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the all, or Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, gandavas, yakshas. Homage with their chant and face sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fire. Homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion. She was frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her finger, adorn her future mood. Live masses all excited, all directions will adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crowning, minting garlands of mirthful, laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all Earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their homes, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Machine with wreath ablaze, beyond ending fire abiding, rush that left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom heaven level she does conquer. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she who sealed her peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra. Arrangement of the ten letters, homage to the wheat seed letter, of the shapeless syllable, whom 5 foot 7, 6 to 3 rows, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hammer spoon of Deva-like form, with spikes of Kantara and pay, totally dispelling poison, homage you whom gods and their kings, send the Kinaras to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels entrings and conflicts, homage you's twice bright, radiance of sun and full moon, with Swaisara and Tutare, she dispels the fear contagion. Homage full of liberating, power by the set of three natures, destroys hosts of spirits, yakshas, and raise corporate supreme today. These praises to mantras and prostrations of Star 21. So we'll start with the prayer of the benefits and then the request. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evening, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativity, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conflicts will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of the Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested drunk or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torment caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles passed. Then the request. O compassionate and venerable subduing God, may the infinite beings, including myself, soon purify the two obscurations and complete both collections so that we may attain full and perfect enlightenment. For all my lifetimes until I reach this stage, may I know the sublime happiness of humans and gods, and so may I become fully omniscient. Please pacify quickly all obstacles, fears, obstructions, epidemics, diseases, and so forth. The various causes of untimely death, bad dreams and anomalies, fears and other afflictions, and make it so that they no longer exist. May the mundane and supermundane collections, while excellent auspicious qualities and happiness, increase and develop, and may all wishes be fulfilled naturally and effortlessly without exception. May I strive to realize and increase the sacred karma, accomplishing your stage and beholding your sublime state. May I, understanding of emptiness and the precious mind of enlightenment, increase like the moon waxing cold. May I be reborn from an extremely beautiful and holy lotus, and the joyous and noble mandala karma. May I attain whatever prophecy I receive in the presence of Amitabha, Buddha of infinite light. O deity whom I have accomplished in previous lifetimes, the enlightened action of the three times Buddha, blue, green, one face and two arms, the swift pacifier. O Mother Holy Essence, cauliflower, may you be auspicious. Whatever your body, O Mother of Conquest, whatever your retinue, your life span and pure land, whatever your name, most noble and holy, may I and all others attain only thee. By the force of these praises and requests made to you, may all diseases, poverty, fighting, and quarrels be calmed, and may the precious karma and everything auspicious increase throughout the worlds and directions where I and all others dwell.
Oh, so now the prayer of the benefit has been set, then prayer of the request has been set, then right after that, so now nectar flows from Pala's body to your crown chakra. Feel every single set in your body. purify all the sicknesses. All the negative karmas. Obstacles, sicknesses, mental problems, physical health problems. Obstacles completely purify, increase lifespan, luck, knowledge, realization, experience, increase like waxing moon. I'm not sure what is the waxing mouth. I'm not sure. Waxing moon. Now you dissolve. Now you dissolve. All the 21 taras dissolve into main tara, green tara. They all dissolve into green tara. The main tara dissolve into your crown chakra. They remain in the center of your heart. Then bless. This daily practice, how to do day-to-day life, doing Tara practice, that is composed by Lama, Tibetan Lama, Tukhe, Lobsang Chuchi Nyima, probably a couple of hundred years ago, back in Tibet. One of the leaders requested Tugen Lama, one of the leaders of the town, requested Tugen Lama to write something simple that he can put into practice day to day life. So therefore, Tugen Lama wrote this practice for that request by this leader a couple hundred years ago. So that will free me from, if someone will think, oh, Krishna made it up, so that will free for me, there's relief. So that's only written a couple hundred years ago. So now dedications, maybe a longer one after the stanza. The regular dedication for Shantideva. First we say the stanza.
Okay. So, it's in the small booklet. The dedication. Everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power. May people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to spell the miseries of the world. And now some long life prayers. And the land encircled by snow mountains, through their source of all happiness, all powerful generations, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on glistening void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spread Majjana's victorious doctrine. Massively accomplished, magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, save for myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objectifying compassion, Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom, Tsongkhapa, crown jewel of the sage of the land of snows, Dulosangdrapa, at your feet, I make requests. And then seven green tarmas for Geshe and Geshe, Sangpo's long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Now I'm going to recite the auspicious verses from the Guru Puja. Thank you very much for sacrificing most of your Saturday, most part of your Saturday for the betterment of every single breathing living beings. And you did an excellent job, and thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very happy. Thank you. And have a wonderful weekend. Oh, yeah.